tell us what's going on with the WT School of Nursing.
Absolutely. Well, the College of Nursing and Health Sciences, we have multiple departments. We consist of the Department of Communication Disorders, the Department of Nursing, the Department of Sports and Exercise Sciences. We have a program in Health Sciences as well. And we also are responsible for the Panhandle Area Health Education Center.
Wow, and you guys are going to be moving or are going to have a campus in downtown, is that correct?
That's exactly right. The Amarillo Center, in fact, our Department of Communication Disorders, the WT Speech and Hearing Clinic is already there, along with the Panhandle Area Health Education Center. And probably starting this spring or summer, we will build out the second floor of the Amarillo Center and our traditional baccalaureate program in nursing. Maybe by the fall of 2021, we'll be in Amarillo as well.
Now, where exactly will it be?
At the Amarillo Center, which is the former Commerce Building.
Okay, and that's downtown on Tyler Street?
That's exactly right, 8th Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, exactly. I'm trying to picture where that is. I thought I knew where it was. Yeah. Well, that's a cool thing. And what will this offer for the local community here in Amarillo?
No, one of the things that we're trying to do is to grow all of our curricula in the college, and the college has done that. We've grown about 40% in terms of our enrollment over the past 6 to 8 years, so we're very proud in that regard. But obviously, we're interested in providing the best health care providers we possibly can in the region, and that certainly includes nurses. President Walter Windler has given us a charge to increase the number of baccalaureate graduates we have in our nursing program, and we're doing just that.
All right. And how many are in there right now? How many are enrolled in the nursing program?
Department of Nursing has about 750 students.
Wow.
And that includes not only the traditional undergraduate students, but we have two graduate programs in nursing, and then we have an online RN to BSN program as well.
So are most of those like traditional nurses, like you think of when you go to the doctor, or are some of them specializing in things also?
Not to be flippant, but a little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. If somebody wants more information about the West Texas A&M School of Nursing, how can they get that?
They can call the dean's office and visit with Vicki Hamblin. She is the administrative assistant in the dean's office, 806-651-3500.
All right, and we all need nurses. You know, there's so many scary things out there right now with coronavirus. You know, they're talking about that we need more healthcare professionals here in the area.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
Certainly appreciate it.